If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, dear podcast listener. This is Ian Lee.
And I'm Catherine Boyle.
Exciting news. From July the 1st, we are moving the show to www.patreon.com/IanandCatherine. I-A-I-N and Catherine with a K. That is going to be the only way that you will get to hear this best of podcast. So if you want to watch the show, all of the shows, you have to watch some of it for free, but if you want to watch all of the show and listen to the daily podcast, then go over to www.patreon.com/IanandCatherine, I-A-I-N and Catherine with a K, and have a look at the tiers.
Yeah, there are so many, right? From being someone who just chucks us a couple of quid, and that's great, and we'll love you, and we'll pray for you, and we'll think of you very, very fondly, to being someone who joins us for dinner on Zoom.
And we're sorry we're doing this. It's just the way that things are working out. We kind of, if we want to keep the show going, we're going to have to start charging a little bit. We appreciate your support. We hope you come with us. And if you don't, may the gods bless you. I nearly said God, but that would put some people off.
Sign up now to show your support. You won't be charged until then.
July the 1st.
July the 1st.
Thank you.
A busy one. Shorty McStumpy's having a pyjama day. Nothing finer. Nothing finer. Oh my God! Oh my God! That's incredible!
You join me?
No! Wow! I feel underdressed. Hang on a minute. must think of a way to join. Hang on.
I've got a spare hanky.
No, you're fine.
You guys need to see this. Oh yeah. I'm a Morris dancer, I'm England.
I'm quite transparent against the light, so I wouldn't do a Princess Di near the window.
Okay, yeah. Welcome to May Day Bank Holiday Special.
I'm going
to
be the May Queen.
That's what that grey bag was that's been in the kitchen for the last month. That's why it's not there today.
You're absolute plum.
No, I'm not actually plum. I'm England. I'm celebrating Englishness, you goddamn what lefty not, liberal piece
not,
of trash.
That's not what May Day is about.
I would like to thank everybody. This thing. I would like to thank everybody. You know the mod meeting we had the other day?
Yeah.
You know you went to the toilet or sort out the kids or something?
Yeah.
I told them all in that meeting.
Did
I
said, you?
You must, or your microphone said, you must not tell Catherine, but I have got. this is actually a real one. This is a genuine. It's not like something cheap off Amazon. Although it's held together with Velcro.
Is that why you were running the tap? It wasn't a dump at all.
It was because the bells wouldn't stop jingling.
The bells.
Here's the thing. If I go up to the toilet for a long time during a show, a transformation is happening. That's how we got this moustache. That's how we got this. Why are you hating on England, Catherine?
Because it's a dump.
Sorry, what is this? Okay. One of my last memories of my granddad, when he had Alzheimer's and he was in a care home. Dear. And he's going for a walk around the garden with my mum. And it was a really beautiful scene, but because he was very ill at that point, so every time they went round, there was a branch that clipped him on the head. And this is my tribute to him. He just go, what is that? What's that? You know, every time.
You've just reminded me of the best photograph I've ever been sent.
Okay.
You know, I sent you a picture the other day of my granddad holding me when I was not even one, and neither of us had our teeth in.
That's a great picture.
The transformation when he put his teeth in. Hang on, let me dig it out and send it to you in an email. I send both because I want to share with the group. Because, I mean, teeth are important, guys. Look after them.
Teeth are really important, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out.
Okay, people are signing up to the wrong Patreon. They're signing up to my Patreon. Don't sign up to mine. You are...
You are what?
You sign up. Don't sign up to my Patreon. You can if you. Well, you can. I'm not going to sign up to our Patreon. Sign up to our Patreon. I haven't put a command in Nightbot.
What?
Let me put a command in Nightbot. Because how do I put commands? I don't give voice. Custom. This is going to be some show tonight. Today.
Today.
So, it's going to be Patreon. I wonder if I copy and paste it. No. Sign up to www.patreon.com/Ian. Where's it gone? It's not there. Oh, it's that. Okay, we can edit that. Edit. Sign up to our new Patreon, www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. The only way from July 1st to see the full show, get full pods, exclusive materials,
and that.
Okay.
That's a legal term.
That is coming up, and that is exclamation point Patreon. Just to say, this month, May, is the last ever Tier 3 and Mods production meeting. Take from that what you will. It's the last ever Tier 3 production mod presenter meeting. Okay, it's the last one. So, but you can get that as one of the perks in our Patreon.
Sweet.
I mean, how much trouble are we going to get in a minute? Yeah,
it's a sweet.
We're losing our gig. We can't get in any more trouble. We may well, unless righteousness is decided, we may well be downgrading ourselves voluntarily to affiliate. More on that as the battle ensues. Nibbles, not nipples. Thank you. So, it's very Harry Hill, the collar, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Very Harry Hill.
Have a look at your emails. I've just sent you some pics, right? So my granddad Bert was a huge influence on me, even though he wasn't around for long enough, because he smoked 80 a day. And this is me and granddad Bert in the Christmas of 1977. It was a great year. I was 4 months old, and he was probably in his 50s. But
do those eyes. Can you do those eyes? There we go. You still got it, kid.
Of us had put our teeth in for this particular picture. Right. The thing I most remember, apart from all the magical things about Grandad, because he was a champion storyteller, stroke, BSer. Although some of the stories turned out to be true, right? Some of the stories that seemed the most BS.
The horse one. Do the horse one.
So walking home from work, he used to work at the print works, Daily Express. He was a printer at in Manchester, in central Manchester. And one night he was walking home and he saw a horse just roaming free. So my granddad, because he'd seen some cowboy films, he'd never been on a horse in his life, but he'd seen some cowboy films, thought, how hard can it be? Rode it bareback to the police station, went in there.
Hang on, audio is funny. Hang on a second. Audio is funny on this screen. What does that mean, audio is funny on this screen? It shouldn't be. Hang on, I'm just seeing if we've got another window open, because this is a great story. Audio balls. It's the same popping.
It's because of that camera. Sounds like how about here? How about here? Is the audio popping on this new screen? This new shot? Is the audio going on this new shot? Say yes, the audio is going on this. Same problem. Okay. Is that camera? All right, that's not a problem. Continue. We can make this work. Now the audio will be fine. Is the audio fine now? Is the audio fine now? Is the audio fine? The audio is fine. Right, everyone stop. The audio is... I'm getting yes and no. Is the audio fine? Right, so the audio with the rainbow image is not fine. Just don't need all of you. Is the audio without the rainbow image fine? Is audio... Don't just say, yes, it doesn't mean anything! Lumen! Time Lumen out for 10 minutes! Time Lumen out for 10 minutes! Yes, no, it's just put no! Time him out for 20 minutes!
Flipping it,
time Lumen out for 20 minutes, mods. I'll let you decide a who. Time Lumen out for 20 minutes. Do it!
We're just trying to make something beautiful. That's all we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do.
It's that camera, and that's fine. Okay, so... we can't do it. We can do this. We God damn it! All right. I know what we can do. We'll cheat. We'll cheat.
Okay.
We'll cheat. Do you want to tell the story and then we look at the pictures without words? Does that work?
I can do that.
Does it work or does it not
do
work?
That. I think people might prefer it if they can look into the eyes. If you could bring my granddad back. If you could just bring him back for 5 minutes, that would be so nice.
I mean, I can, but it's difficult. All right, okay, just give me 10 minutes then.
I had my...
Please, I've got focus.
Can I not speak?
No, I've got focus.
Trying to entertain the people while we're doing this.
Let's play some ads. But no ads from July, guys. A lot changing from July. Right. Okay.
There's those guys.
Right, they can hear us and it's fine. Go.
So, yeah.
Do you need to see us?
No, it's fine. This is the man who told me that he knew Father Christmas. This is when I was about 5 or 6 and I'd started to doubt stupidly. Knew Father Christmas. He got it all sorted out. And if I carried on believing, I would be a fairy. So I thought... Right, well, worth it then.
It's got to be worth having a punt, that.
At that
it?
Point, I discovered my shoulder blades and thought, oh, it's true, and these are the buds of my wings. What can I do to encourage them out?
I guess we need to see
No, no, no. No, it's fine. It's fine. So I started throwing myself off the stairs. That went
Lady
off.
Lady
Di. That happened for quite a long time.
Lady Di.
Yeah. So... yeah, so that happened. But anyway, he told me all these stories. Like, he used to go to the fair and do bare knuckle boxing and he was really good at it. He used to be able to do that thing where you lie down and then flip up. He used to be able to do that. I thought that was all bullshit. It turns out that was true. The boxing was true.
Wowzers.
As was the...
I don't care that we just sent you an ad mid story. I did it deliberately to spite you, Cristiano Ronaldo.
As... was the story of him walking home after a late night at the printworks and finding a horse and riding it to the police station, going in and saying, I found a horse. And they said, oh, I'm sure you have. Where is it? And he said, roped up outside. And sure enough, it was tied up outside. Anyway, also, my grandma believed he was having an affair with Elsie Tanner. I have proof. We have the photo that sparked that.
Okay,
that's the other photo in your email.
Oh, hang on.
Because the thing is about my granddad is that, all right, you're looking at him there and thinking, he's not even put his teeth in for Christmas. He's at home. He could do what he wants. Everyone's got to be comfy at Christmas. Thing is, when he put his teeth in, he was, like, devilishly handsome, like, okay, really, so really go. Handsome. I'm not even joking.
Okay, so now we get rid of that image.
Yeah. Can you put another one up?
I certainly can, Catherine. It's a pleasure. Can't wait to leave this shitty platform. Right. Image.
This is going to be a treat.
Let's go for that one.
He was a legend. I miss him so much. I mean...
Oh, flippin' heck!
Tell you what, see what I mean?
Look at him. He's a player.
Put your teeth in. Put your teeth in.
Look at him. She's a fox. Pat Phoenix.
I know.
And what's Danny Baker doing there?
I don't know what Danny Baker's doing there, but we need to have words. But
holy,
what I'm saying
that is a great picture.
Wasn't he handsome?
Look at that. What a play. He's a movie star.
But also, he's just like, I don't know, when he put his teeth in, he used to just stand up straighter and, yeah, I mean, Kind of a more handsome Kirk Douglas, right?
What a geezer. Absolute geezer. And we salute you. What was his
Grandad
name?
Grandad Burt.
Grandad Burt.
Oh, yeah. He went out with my grandma, Lillian, for about 6 months before she discovered his name was not Vinnie Royal, but Burt Boyle. Because he went by his middle name, which was Vernon.
Love it.
Everyone used to call him Vin or Sonny.
Absolute geezer. Geezer.
Beautiful.
Thank you for the gifted subs. If you want to play... Now, okay, so this is going to be noisy. Okay, so let's just try... That's noisy, right? That's no, is that noisy? Don't just say yes or no. Is say yes, it is noisy. No, it is not noisy. That is noisy. Right?
Donuts.
Thank you. Popping is back. All right. Okay, fine. We'll bear that in mind. We won't stay on that shot too long, but we will stay on that shot. Bert's staying up for the whole show. Is that okay for you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay for you?
Do you know what? He'd love that.
Of course he would. Let's get rid of that tart, though.
Grandma Lillian was sure there was something going on.
Crosby, Stills and Nash. Right. So, that's staying up for the whole show.
He's in bed.
Looking forward to the tombola. Okay, you can donate. Okay, anyway, we've got a lot to get through. So, times are changing. Things are changing here. We are here. Definitely May. Definitely June.
Is it hot now? Am I getting hot?
It's not hot.
I'm hot inside.
You are hot. You had a jab yesterday.
I had the jab yesterday and I've been fine. My shoulder feels a little bit like someone's punched it really hard. But other than that, I'm fine. Although I think I'm a bit warmer than usual. Still,
Jay,
all good.
Jay, thank you. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to say Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you very, very much indeed.
You've been in bed.
The best I could do. Also, may I ring in today or tomorrow? Now, I'm guessing that is from Ginger Ninja. That looks to me like a Ginger Ninja kind of...
Donuts.
Insane. I'm going to say insane message.
Have you got any paracetamol?
Ginger Ninja!
Have you?
I have got paracetamol.
Your sister's advising me to take some and I...
There might be... let me go. I don't know where I put them because I was caning them like nobody's.
Oh, were you?
Paracetamol. Yeah, well, I had paracetamol the night of the injection.
Oh. I got the... on the upside of this outfit... Like my cat, you can't sneak up on me anymore. Thank you. I got the AstraZeneca and it was fine. And actually it was, can I say, I mean, when I went into the, just from the moment I pulled into the car park and got bossed into my space, it went, it's a well-oiled machine. So many people,
the AstraZeneca rollout.
So many people doing their bit to make it work, and it was a beautiful sight. It was poetry in motion, is what it was. And I welled up a little bit watching them just all do their thing, from the marshals to the nurses. Well done, everyone.
I had nothing with mine, and I'm the kind of guy who's always on the run. I'm the kind of guy that gets ill at the drop of a hat.
At the suggestion.
Yeah, I'm fine. That'll sort you out, kid. Right.
That's the first I've taken. But
well,
only
you're an idiot. You should have taken some that night.
Well, I should have probably. But I was fine. But I know that normally I kind of caterpillar up in the sheets. But this morning when I woke up, I'd thrown them off, so I must have been warm.
My weighted blanket is too heavy.
Oh, God.
But the thing that got me was as I drove out, one of the stewards just went, waved goodbye to me. All right, this is happening. So things are changing, okay? Our exclusivity deal with, Twitch is coming to an end, guys. It's coming to an end. And that's okay. That's okay. I need to just drag that as where we're at now.
Oh.
But I just need to drag that over here because this is patrons only, guys. Patrons only. So I want to drag that over here so that we can see that. Our exclusivity deal is coming to an end with Twitch. We want to say, Twitch, we have had the time of our lives. Thank you very, very much. It's been an honor. We're hoping that we can remain partners. Because we know they would like us to, and this is not giving away too many secrets, they would like us to remain exclusive to them if we stay partners. And we know, and you know, that there are dozens, if not hundreds of streamers who are partners, but do not have exclusivity tied to them. I don't mean stream at the same time on two channels. I mean, do a stream here, then we'd end it and we'd go and do the rest of the stream on another service like YouTube or something for our patrons.
Yeah.
And Twitch are kind of going, yeah, we don't want you to do that. You got to say, you can only stream on Twitch.
Well,
and that's not fair. We don't think that's fair, particularly when we know hundreds of others don't do that. So we're hoping they come to their senses and go, ah, do you know what? You've been such great ambassadors for us. You've brought so many new viewers that had never heard of Twitch. You've encouraged so many people to start streaming. I was watching a little bit of Vix streaming. She's slick. Who the hell is that kid? She's slick. I want to sign her for $1 million. I was flicking between her and I think maybe Pete. Maybe they were on the same time. She's slick. And we've helped nudge so many people over into affiliate and into partner. So we're really hoping they go, we'll give you the deal that we've given a lot of other people. You can stay partner and you can stream on Twitch and YouTube. If they don't, first people ever in the history of Twitch to get asked to be downgraded.
It's a bit like when I asked to be taken from presenting a breakfast show to reading the news.
So
it was a really smart move, actually, but it seemed mental.
Keep your fingers crossed. They'll let us stay partners. If not, we move to affiliate on July the 1st. Now, there's going to be new ways. The shows are probably going to be a little bit shorter. We're not quite sure yet. We're thinking maybe just 6 hours a week, right? Maybe more. And we're going to play around with the timings. I think we'll start. I suggest we start in the daytime, but maybe we have an evening. We'll see, right? And the first half of the show, you're all welcome. Come and join us. It's going to be in here. Second half of the show, it's going to be for patrons only. Okay, so you want the full show? Patrons only. Other deals with the patron. It's going to be the only way you can hear the 45-minute podcast that we put out on a daily basis.
Sometimes longer than that.
It won't be. It's the only way you can hear the kind of daily podcast. We're going to have to put that behind a paywall. There'll be like an 8-10 minute teaser that'll go out. But if you want to hear the podcast, it's going to go behind a paywall. We have to. This is our jobs. You are the first gentleman and lady of Boomer Twitch. Thank you, Karovaman.
I know you mean that nicely.
It's this bloody thing. It's the only way you'll be able to get the full audio of the whole 2-3 hour stream. It's the only way you'll be able to see the second half of the show. It's also you'll get it's the only way. It's the tier three mod meetings that we do now. May is the last tier three mod meeting. Those are going to move over to Patreon. And there's other exclusive things. There's Zoom meals. There's writings. There's any solo podcasts that we might want to do. And also if you go to the £20 tier, you get first dibs on playing games with us. Yes, we are going to be playing games on Twitch. Among Us is happening. Other games
will happen.
Might happen. So let's get the Patreon link in there. If you want to, it's going to go noisy. If you want to win one of these prizes, we got actual Tommy Bowler here. It's actual Tommy Bowler.
Yeah. I wanted a red one. They didn't have one
You've
left.
You've got to be a patron to sign up. But you've got to be a patron if you want to play the Tommy Bowler. Oh! Here we go as well. I need to get my phone for this. For the 50th person that signed up, Gary it was, I think, he's getting a free postcard.
Gary Warallo.
The 100th person that signs up is also getting a postcard. Catherine, tell me how many people we're at. I need to get my phone because it will show me on my phone who the 100th is.
We currently have 97 active patrons. That means the third person who signs up today, could be you, is going to get treated like a king or queen, however they want to be treated. It's going to be beautiful.
So the 100th person that signs up is going to get another postcard. This is exciting. I didn't think we haven't really launched it yet, and it's all gone.
No, and I'm heartened.
It's humiliating. We deserve better than this, but it doesn't matter.
Well, they know that. They know that.
So the 100th person that signs up, and it shows me the order that they sign up. That's why I need that email there. It's going to get a complimentary postcard. The postcards are going to go on. We've got some great merch coming. Today, I am looking at pulling the audio off of the cursed... Hang on, are we still on the noisy feed? No, yeah. We're not. Pulling the audio off of the cursed, only 97 out of 2,900. That's it, cup of tea. Because we haven't launched it. We haven't mentioned it on here yet.
We only mentioned it on Twitter yesterday.
So if it's a dig, screw you. If it's supportive, thanks so much. Gaz the Saddler! That's Gaz, who's won the postcard.
Oh, look.
We're going to do the postcards. I'm going to address the postcards today. Kath's going to write them tomorrow. It's all good. We need... So if I can't remember what I was going to say, we've just okay. Then we've just had our 98th. Our 98th patron has just signed up. 98th has just signed. Has not shown on the app yet, but I believe it has. Okay, 98th has just signed up. We need some more. So it's going to be the future, really. And
So the cursed audio.
Cursed.
Now, cursed. We don't know even if it's possible because, I mean, it was a dark, dark show.
Yeah.
It got really bad to the point where we went off and had a little cry in the car.
And we were going to drive away in the interval and not go back.
Yeah, making a break for it.
It was such a dark vibe. It was so and celebrities, actual pop stars, Saffron from Republica.
Yeah.
And Jake from My Life Story they were in the audience.
We thought we promised them a good time. What they got was darkness.
It was unpleasant.
And then when we got back, we couldn't get the audio off.
Couldn't pull the audio off. It exists on my. Digital recorder. We are one away. The next person that signs up for the Patreon.
Oh, I've just thought what I could wear to look a bit more like you.
He's going to get a postcard. Next person that signs up. It's on my digital recorder in a way that I cannot access except through like a little audio lead. So part of the merch is going to be we're going to sell cassettes, bootleg cassettes of that show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Goldsmith, make yourself known, please, Mark. You are our 100th patron. I'm going to send you a little message. You are our 100th patron. May God bless each and every one of you. Message, Mr. Mark Goldsmith. Maybe he wanted to keep it anonymous that he was supporting this. Here we go. Boily's in the house. You've got to take your clothes off underneath. I have.
It's up in it.
I have. I'm trying to send Mark Goldsmith a message, but unfortunately, I'm unable to.
Oh.
Because Mark died this very day 10 years ago. Let's see if I can do it on the app. I don't really know my way around here.
How did I do this?
Mark. Let's look for Mark. Mark, you're going to get a message. It's going to be from me. Mark Goldsmith! Sign up for £6.66 a month. I'm going to send you a message.
666 when we were talking about the devil's tape.
Well, that's the price that we put up.
Well, I know, but I mean.
Well, it's not.
Well, I mean.
It's not.
Yeah, but then.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's a bit.
Why is my internet working? Why can I not access? All right, Mark, you're going to get a message at some point when it works, and if it doesn't, unlucky me. No, you will. So that is going to be. We're going to sell bootleg cassettes. It might take two volumes. I'm not sure of that. Brighton show. We've got some great merch coming up. Some great merch coming up. And we're having to kind of really kick in with all of that stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. But let's go back to the fun. Monkey Boy says he's also naked underneath his clothes. Dutty boy. Here we go. Send them a message. No, I don't want to send you a message. I want to send Mark a message. Stacey, Jonathan, Claire, thank you. No one gets billed, by the way. Until July the 1st. This doesn't start until July the 1st. My Patreon continues May and June. Then I'm closing mine down. So don't think we're going to have two running at all.
No.
We're closing mine down. And it's just going to be this. You will not get billed until July the 1st. Come and have a look at the twos. There's some stuff in there. We missed some calls. Let's get this show on the road. That's enough selling for now. Let's get the show on the road. Actually, I've got to play some ads. There'll be no ads come July. There we go. Now, I'm just wondering, if we do this, guys, please don't just say yes or no. I'm going to cut to the Skype shot. Is it going to be noisy? Yes, the Skype shot is noisy. No, the Skype shot is not noisy, okay? Is the Skype shot noisy? Yes, the Skype shot is noisy. No, the Skype shot is not noisy.
It's not noisy.
Just bear with us. No, it's not. We're in. We got you, Dave. We cannot see.
Awesome.
We cannot see. Maybe could you just move that because we cannot see it because of the way this is set up. And we cannot see it because of the bright light. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
David, I believe you're a patron.
I am. Both for you and the new one.
Would you And thank you. I saw you sign up the other day and it's appreciated. My one's going to close down at the end of June and this will kick in 1st of July. You are entitled to a Tommy Bowler.
That's why I'm calling.
Now, it's going to get noisy, guys. Tough. I've got to point out the stuff. These are genuine, great prizes.
Would you like me to model them? With my hand. I mean, you won't see anything else.
Okay, I've just got... Okay, it's going to be noisy. Okay, so... we know it's noisy. You don't need to tell us. You do not need to tell us. So, we have the wonderful Ian Lee as Bruce Lee poster, picture. It's an actual picture. We have two tins of macaroni. What do they call that?
Ravioli.
Yeah, they're two separate prizes. There is a postcard, a handwritten postcard from me and Catherine. There's the postcard.
Oh, yeah, there.
There are some old copies of Chat It's Fate.
Oh, they're mine.
Well, tough. They're in my house. There's the brand new Luke Haynes. I told you got some good prizes. The brand new Luke Haynes album is there. Oh, there's 40 quid. There's 40 quid!
That's mine!
There's 40 quid. What number is 40 quid, Catherine?
Number nine.
Number nine.
It's mine.
Number nine. There's a copy of the Here's the Thing book that me and Catherine wrote.
Inspired by a troll.
It is, actually. And then there are, at the back, there's a big bundle of books, including Nowhere Man, about John Lennon, the Paul McCartney catalogue, that book there that's really good, and a book about a man who watched loads of Chevy Chase films. Nice. It's not actually a very, very good book. It's a bit crap, that one. So, those are... But number nine is the £40. And what number is Luke Haynes? And what number is... Oh, there's one more thing, Catherine! There's an exclusive! It's the limited edition, absolutely pointless now, late night alternative... Membership card. It will be
executive black card.
It will be signed. It will have your name written on it. It will be number one. It'll be laminated. So we got some good prizes. You can come back now, Catherine.
Big prizes for big winners.
Huge. So Dave, thanks for playing. I'm sorry you didn't win anything, mate. Let's move.
Do you want to spin it?
I'll spin it. Take. You tell us when... We are spinning.
I'll grab.
Tell us when to stop spinning.
Let me just get myself back in the system. This penny is not flattering at all, is it?
Tell us when... I think it's great. Tell us when to... Stop spinning. All right, so we stop spinning.
Let's open the box.
Okay, the box is being opened. I should do...
I'm lifting the hatch.
Okay, put your hand in. Oh, there's one... No, there's one... Okay, put your hand in. There's some prizes and there's not prizes. You might get a not prize. It's how tombolas work, guys.
We have number 10.
Well, number 10's a good one, I think. What's number 10?
And it's one away from the 40 quid. So.
Congratulations and celebrations. You want a picture of me done up as Bruce Lee.
That's perfect. So I'm in my, you might notice I'm in different shocks. This is where I do my painting, streaming and stuff. And I have a wall here with kind of nothing on it. It's got my postcard. First postcard from you on there.
Yeah.
So that can go up there on my screen.
And I want to say thank you to JKRXR who did this. And we checked with him a while ago. I think we checked with you.
Yeah, we did.
That we could give this away as a gift. It's not because I'm ungrateful. It's because pictures of me make me so horny that I just cannot have no...
Oh, that we should give away that massive portrait then.
We're going to auction that. But we're going to do it so the artist doesn't know because it'll look a bit rude. Now that prize is gone, I'm in, says Eddie. JKRXR is brilliant. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for understanding about this. And Dave, if you could, I know you've sent it already for postcards, but just for my own thing, could you whisper TLNA what you won and your address, please?
Absolutely.
May God bless you.
I've put it on the back of your car.
Hey! That's just an actual Tombola prize.
That's awesome.
Thank you, mate. Have a lovely day. And thank you, as always, for your support.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It is happening, guys.
Don't be dismayed, though. There are plenty of big, big prizes left. I know a lot of you had your heart set on that particular one.
Here we go. Here comes the big man. Oh, this guy's going to make you sick because his cat sits on his lap.
Is a lappy.
Alistair,
yeah.
Let's see Tabitha. I'm not interested in you, old man. I want to see Tabitha, please.
Can I enter the tombola hotel?
If we can see Tabitha, then we consider entering the tombola.
I'm just going to find her.
Alistair's got a cat. This is the coolest thing. We've been enjoying your pictures so much.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I even treated Willow to one of those cat tureens yesterday.
What's a cat tureen?
Where are you?
Get him like a moose in a pot.
Oh, he's getting angry.
She still won't sit on me.
Listen, he's getting angry. Look.
God. Oh, there she is.
She's like, what? I'm just living my life.
Have you turned the...
Turn the cat around. It's probably easier. Don't show us anything you don't want us to see. That's a thumb. That's a thumb. That's a thumb. That's not a cat.
How do you turn the camera around?
You've done it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
This is terrifying.
Oh, someone shot her.
Oh, she's been shot. Oh, poor.
That keeps happening to mine too. Hello.
Hello, darling heart.
Well, someone is chilled out.
All this, it's going to take weeks. It's going to take weeks. You're going to have to take... And I saw you post pictures on the day of her sat on your lap.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm so blessed to get a cat like this.
She knows she's found a sucker.
Especially after hearing about Catherine's Willow.
Who told you about Catherine's Willow? That's private.
So true.
But, yeah.
She shows love in different ways.
She's a stunner. Hello, darling. Look.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, look at her face. She's got a nice pinched... face, little slim face. Oh, she's frozen. She's killed him. Alistair, we've lost you.
Yeah.
Are you happy, mate?
I am indeed. I am indeed. There's a little bit of, what's the word, controversy over a name.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, because...
We're still looking at the wall. We're not looking at you.
Don't know.
There'll be a picture of a camera with a couple of arrows around. You got it, buddy.
So I looked on the form that the lady gave me that ran the rescue.
Yeah.
And she's put Jeannie on the form and with the microchip number and everything. So I'm taking to the vets tomorrow and for vaccination. So I'll ask the vet if he can check the number. But I've shouted Tabitha and I've shouted Jeannie. And she reacts to Jeannie. So I think the name is Jeannie, not Tabitha.
She's wondering who this Tabitha is that you've been calling.
Changing the name on the chip is dead simple. Or finding out whatever you want to do is dead simple. So it's all good. But I love the pictures, man. Love the pictures.
I just say that I'm sorry about what's happened to you guys. I did, send Twitch a message saying that, you know, I'm glad that they've discovered at last that, you know, these two snowflakes, you know, are no good, and you know, they're far too left wing for Twitch. What we need is more porn and more
porn
reaction.
We have, listen, here's the thing. I don't want to badmouth Twitch because we've had a great time with Twitch. They've fed my kids for a year, and we will hopefully stay on Twitch in one form or another. I just hope they don't tie us to exclusivity, because then that they don't with hundreds and hundreds of other streamers, and it seems really churlish? Is churlish the right word? It seems churlish that they would consider tying us to that. Worst comes to worst, we move it all over to YouTube. But we'd like to, we would really, really like to keep a presence on Twitch because it's been our home for a year. So we've just got our fingers crossed. Would you like to play the tombola?
Yeah, I'm just going to go mute on the computer.
Go mute on the computer. All right. Catherine, you spin it this time. She's going to spin it and you tell her when to stop.
We're going
to
spin for the win, 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 Alistair. I'm spinning.
Right.
I'm spinning. You tell me when to stop.
Stop, please. Stop,
okay. Please. I'm going in. I'm going to root around. I'm not looking. So it's about 50-50. Slightly less than 50-50 now that prize is gone.
What we got? Number six.
Holy six. Shit. Oh, no, number six. Number nine is the £40. It's a six, and it is a six because it is... Catherine, could you go
I can
and...
tell you you're a winner.
What's he won?
You won a postcard.
Hey, you get another postcard!
Thank you so much.
I'm another
so
postcard.
I like to get postcards.
Look at his face, Catherine. Look at that face. Look at that face!
It's a postcard of a door.
You're getting a postcard of a door. We will write that and we will sign that. Alistair, if you could whisper on Twitch... If you're able to, just whisper you want a postcard and your address. Even though we've sent your address, it just makes it so much easier. We will get that out to you this week.
I'm again still getting the postcard for the tier three thing.
You're going to get two postcards, and I'll tell you what we'll do: we'll stagger them. So we're going to do the tier three postcards. I'm going to address them, and Kath's going to write them over the week, and then we'll write this and we'll stagger them so you don't get them on the same day. You get a nice little break. How's about that?
I think that's a great idea. Do you love it?
I love you guys.
Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. What a day!
100th Patreon just to pop in, I think.
Send the postcard to the cat.
Yeah. Tabitha Stroke Genie.
Screw that guy.
Genie Weenie.
Oh, Genie Weenie. Hey, guys, this show couldn't happen. And we mean that about Twitch. We've had a great time, and we would love to keep our presence on Twitch. We really, really would. We just want the treatment that a lot of other streamers get, and that's to not be tied to an exclusivity deal, because that would be crazy.
Jetskier says, I need a chat, but don't want to be on video. You don't have to be on video.
You can just phone up. Here's the phone number if you want to give us a call.
Or just don't put your camera on. It's cool.
Well, this is the. I was. You can't. Now, hang on a minute. Let's move that image to under there. There we go. So here, let me do that again. So you can call us. Now is that? It does this weird thing on that. Okay, you can Skype us, TLNA. Do not turn your camera on if you do not want to turn your camera on. It's as simple as that. TLNA. And you can call us. Oh, I like having your granddad there.
I like having him there.
0203-286-6370. Can I be entered? Lol, I would have paid on Patreon if I'd seen before. Nope. Patrons only, guys. I'm really sorry. We got to feed our kids. Hello, caller.
You're coming in hot today,
coming
Gary.
In hot, coming in hot, Gary. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Is that better?
Well,
yeah, it's cooler.
It's very distorted, but okay.
Okay. Feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'm not going to put the camera on.
Okay.
Okay, that's great.
That's your prerogative.
It's your Bobby Brown, mate. It's your Bobby Brown.
Or Brittany.
Just thought I'd ring up and get the £40 thing out of the way.
Okay.
Yep. So just, you know, if I spin the wheel, make the deal.
He's
come to claim his £40, has he?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realise.
Imagine if he wins it, though. It'll look like a fix.
It will look like he's got God on his side. Who would you like to spin the Tommy Bowler?
Are any of the cats available?
You're a dickhead. I would like you to call back when you've got some manners. Goodbye.
How dare you? We're offering to spin for you, and you choose.
We missed a message over the weekend.
Oh, hi, Ian and Catherine. Have a nice weekend. I'm sorry I missed you tonight. I gather you're finished at the moment. Just leave this message. Hope you're all okay. I've been finding it difficult to find you on my laptop because of the signal. Okay.
Signal.
Speak to you soon.
Okay.
The signal, though.
Adam Taylor, Adam Taylor in Hong Kong Island. You want to call in? You can call in. These are genuine prizes. It's going to go noisy for a bit. I do not know why. There seems to be a problem with that camera. Could you tilt the camera down a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. These are the prizes. Yep, there you go. That's it. Beautiful. Let's get the tailor. The Tailor Meister General on the show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hong Kong looks a lot like Alistair's place. is there, can I ask, in the background, yeah. Is that like an old-fashioned video camera?
No, it's weights. I've got
Okay. Weights shoved behind the bed. The correct place
yes.
to put them. Apartment in Hong Kong.
Well, how's Hong Kong, man?
Good. I had my job on Friday. BioNTech. They're rolling out here. Similarly, very impressed with how efficient it is and how people are working together.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? I think after a prolonged period of isolation, it is good to see everyone doing stuff like
that. Great question in the chat from Mixer. Do you like the movie Ratatouille? Yes, I do, Catherine.
I love it.
Adam?
Yeah, I've got two kids and they both enjoy it. So, yeah. It is a bit weird that the rat is not an animal you associate with cooking, right?
I think that's the juxtaposition that Walt Disney went for when he designed Ratatouille. Can we help you, Adam?
What? You mean the tombola? Or
are you here for the Tommy Bola?
I'm here for whatever you want me for. I'm a first-time listener, so I've not quite sure how this
works. Well, hang on a minute. Are you a patron?
Yes, I am, yeah. I think maybe on a different email address, but I subbed today when I dialed in. First-time watcher, then.
Wow!
And you signed up for the Patreon. We could be Satanists.
Well, I mean, we could be.
I've heard you on podcasts, Ian.
I like this guy's style.
He's not coming in completely cold. That would be crazy.
I like this guy's style. All right, well, listen, you're a patron. We take your word for it. I can't be bothered to check. I mean, I let me just check. Hang on.
I promise I am. Yeah.
Adam Taylor.
I'll be about 94 or something like that.
Database.
I should have waited for another 5 books to sign up.
It's actually, I'm doing that thing where I pretend to clean my hands after I've been for a wee so people outside will hear it. It's actually easier to clean my hands. It's actually easier to type it in. Adam Taylor. Yep, okay.
I see you, Adam Taylor.
You are welcome. Who would you like to spin the Tommy B?
Oh, I don't mind. Maybe lady. Maybe Catherine.
Lady. Lady.
That'll be me.
I'm sorry.
Rats urinate through their tails. No, they don't. Rats urinate through their tails.
They have a fat bit where the tails...
No, they don't. I think they have a cloaca.
No, they don't, because they don't lay eggs.
They don't have peens.
Yes, they do.
Rats do not. I've had rats.
I've had pet rats. And I can tell you, they do not urinate through their tails, but they do wee all the time.
Okay. Here we go.
Tell him to stop, Adam, because otherwise I'm going on forever. Stop.
I really hope he doesn't win the ravioli, as I'm sure he does, because I don't want to send ravioli to Hong Kong. That costs like 50,000 pounds. Good luck. I'm going in. It's less than 50-50 now.
What we Tim got? Drug.
Holy jackamole. Is number 9 what I think it is?
Yeah.
You just won 40 quid.
Oh, well, that's good.
Have you got PayPal?
I've got a UK bank account.
If you I'm going to message you via. You just won 40 quid. Well done. You've signed up.
That's amazing. That's brilliant.
You've made about 35 quid.
I'll try and pay it forward.
I am going to message you on here. No, I'm not, because for some reason the messaging doesn't work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to email you. I'm going to email you.
You're going to get that off the prize.
Hang on a second. Stay there. I'm going to email you from my private, personal. I'm going to winnings. I'm going to call it winnings. Send me. Yeah. There we go. Send me whatever you feel comfortable sending me. That should come through whenever. I mean, it probably takes a bit longer because you're so far away. Send me whatever you feel comfortable. I will get that £40 paid out to you today. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support, mate. Take care. Actual prizes.
Now, let's just remind ourselves.
Catford. He's furious.
Let's just remind ourselves that Adam was a first-time viewer, first-time caller, and big, big winner.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
If he's got any sense, he'll cancel his Patreon thing now, because he's got quids him.
I've lost the bud off the end of my thing.
Right, first of all, check, is it in your ear?
No.
Stand up. There it is. It's up your ass. I've lost the bud
off
the end of my thing.
That could have been lost forever.
This is fun. Can we spin for Amy Louise if she's at work? Can't Skype? Nope. Can't, we can't do that. It's a fix. Yep, correct. We got that. Prizes going fast. Prizes are going...
Actually, they are going fast because I thought there were some duds in there.
I set it up 50-50. Can I ask why are you dressed as a Morris dancer? You absolute racist. This is Britain. England. It's May Day Bank Holiday and I will dress as I see fit. Good day to you, Jimbo.
Hello.
Ian should give away a speedboat like on Bulleye.
Never gave it away.
I don't know what Bulleye is anyway. Never heard of Bulleye. Never heard of Bulleye.
Is that a reference to my name?
Hey, look at you. You've had a lovely haircut.
Look at this.
Yes. Yeah. Had it on Monday. Head looking feels a
good.
Lot lighter.
Looking good. Doesn't it make a difference? Does it feel different?
So much so. I mean, it would become a wrestling match in the morning just to get it not looking like Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Jim.
Although that is a look.
You are a patron. Lily says LGBTQIA plus rights. Write that in English and we'll come back to you.
If that's a question, I'm thinking perhaps you're in the wrong place.
Well, I mean, we stand for them, don't we? They are human rights.
They are people rights. I don't like the word human because it's got man in it and it sounds like that leaves out my lovely sister here.
I'm not his sister.
Jim, you were an early adopter of our Patreon.
I don't think I was. I was aiming for the 100 and just missed out. I think I was
lazy.
Lazy
me.
Jenna was.
Okay, OG. But you get to spin the Tommy B if you want. Would you like to spin the Tommy B? This is a May Day bank holiday. For our American friends, this is what Britain looks like.
Ah, you need to show them it because they just think you're doing this. There's an actual machine.
I'm disappointed. I'm spinning it. Go on. In a bag.
Oh, well, we don't do that anymore. That's from the olden days. The goldfish don't
It's
like
English.
It.
Not exactly clear, though, is it? It's English? What's English? What? Pure Blood A6, you're cruising.
Do you want me to time them?
Look at that! Oh, it's one of our buds!
Ready. Always
leave
on.
It. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. I'm replying to Lily. Okay, he's replying to... Tell us when to stop, please.
Now.
Okay, so that's that. Catherine, you open it up.
And let's see.
Get your hand in there. Here we go. Fingers crossed for Jimbo. Oh.
Has anyone lost yet?
No. The stats are incredible.
12.
That's a lose, I'm afraid. It only goes up to 10.
Oh,
so, could you just ask that question again, Jimbo?
Has anyone lost yet?
Yes, mate. You have just now. Get off my screen, you piece of trash. We missed some calls. Let's try.
Poor Jim.
This. We missed some calls. If we miss your call, we call you back. This is the only phony show on Twitch. Adam, thank you. Got your details.
Welcome to Scotia Heights.
That's our friend Jerry. Jerry, try again, and I will dump anybody that is talking to us. I will dump anybody that is talking to us, Jerry.
Sorry, this person can't answer at the moment.
Why
does she sound so... Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
So this person can't answer at the moment.
No. Too busy.
Okay. Let's try this. Good friend Jamie. It's good friend Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie.
Day 5 in the Big Brother house. Jamie. Oh, it disappeared.
Jamie, where are you? We cannot see you. You need to get closer to us. We cannot see you. Your background is too strong.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's happened to my background?
No, your background's fine. You're not.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Okay, no.
Well, when I worked on a film.
No. Okay. It's spooky. It's mysterious. We're just coming in from beyond the other side. What can Jamie? That's horrible. But we can work with it. We can work with it. Who cares?
Shall I call back in a minute?
No. Oh,
okay.
I like it. What do you want?
Just to say hello. Good luck with the whole new situation. And can I enter your Tommy B?
You certainly can. Who would you like to spin it?
Can you both put a hand on it?
Go, spin. You tell us when to stop. Bear in mind there's a slight delay on this thing. Okay.
And stop.
Okay. I'm going to go in.
I'll hold it steady.
I'm going in.
What we got?
Mate, it's a yellow 14. I know that is not a win. The prize has only got up to 10. Jamie, once again,
I'm afraid bad you're a
luck,
loser.
Bad luck is your mistress.
I got to speak to you guys. That's a win for me.
That's a win. I like this guy. How's your stream going, Jamie?
I'm taking a little bit of break because I've had some a bit of a dark time recently, but I'm on my way back out of it. So yeah.
The word that springs to mind is good, and obviously I'm not referring to the dark time. I'm referring to the good for having the wherewithal and the self knowledge to take a break, to take a step back, because this grinding is hard, and coming on stream when you feel miserable is tough. And so well done for looking after yourself, and I know. Yeah. That things will pick up at some
point. Thank you, man.
Take care, brother.
Take care, Jamie.
Thank you. We missed.
I like Jamie a heck of a lot.
I can't stand the guy's
approach. No. He brings a lot of positivity. No,
he's good. He's a good man. We missed this call here. This is good. This is going great, Guns.
We should have got the tombola out years ago.
Should have done.
Been carrying it around in my boot for ages.
No, Matthew is unavailable. Did I just have a private phone call? My kids are on bank holiday. Whoa. We just had loads of new patrons. So what, Daniel Gray, Daniel Gates, David Smith, Hazy, Joe Hoyer, Damon Hunter, Debbie Clifton, Jamie, Jimbo. Oh, you were a late adopter. You only did it a few minutes ago. Martin, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
thank
God.
Thank you so much. Jerry! Hello, Jerry. How are you doing? Changing rooms. And also, and in many ways, changing presenters. This guy's always on Alan Bezick.
Are you?
He's the only other person I've heard who can be bothered to listen to your bullshit. No, who gives you the time of day? Oh, they can't hear you. Hang on, look.
A couple of years. He's 91, the old guard.
He is the last of the old guard. It may be coming to an end at the end of this month.
Alan Bezick.
Yeah, maybe. No one knows. Oh. No one knows what's happening.
Yeah, so you're looking very bright today.
It's May Day bank holiday. Everyone that is asking, unless you're an American asking this, if you're
shame,
an Englishman,
shame on you.
If you're an Englishman, not asking why I'm. Oh, this is a bit tight.
Little, Portuguese.
Who's Portuguese?
The setup. Portuguese national dress.
No, I'm a Morris dancer. I'm England.
He's a Morris.
Sorry, Mr. Will to Portugal.
I'm going to come and punch you in the throat.
How do Ian?
How do Jerry?
Does that always hit the reset when you say how do?
I'm about to fall down. Oh, I'm all right to fall down. Okay. I'm fall now. I can get up though. That's the one. Can you get the phone and Skype at the same time on this? Because I can Skype it, but I can't hear you. You can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Oh,
you,
no.
As usual, my nuff settled
Jesus
again.
Jesus Christ. I don't care. What do you want to do?
I can Skype with
it. All right, Skype us then. Goodbye. Let's talk to this guy. Look at the captain. This is the captain of your ship.
Colin.
He's got some spaff on his T-shirt, darling.
What's he's that? Been cooking. Oh, what's no, white? It's the light.
What's that? No, it's not.
It
what's?
Is. It's a reflection.
No, it's not. Stand up, please, Matthew. What is that white stain on your T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, there is a bit.
So.
This guy's got strong vibe. So, yes. And by the way, another great haircut. Well done.
Very quickly, both of you. Love you both. Last year, Putney, I believe, that pub, met you both. You're wonderful.
Half moon.
That was a great... That was the day my trousers split and everyone thought it was part of the show. It wasn't.
It was extra.
It was extra. Bonus features.
All night thinking about that tear.
I had to walk home with Catherine. I walked to the car with Catherine stood quite close behind me. It was a
protected his modesty. I hope I didn't hit you with a flying kazoo because I know I did hit some people. But, you know, they should have been quicker.
Really nice vibe. You guys were lovely. I went there on my own and I sat in the corner and you guys were brilliant. Really good fun.
It was
really
a lovely venue, wasn't it? I hope they. I know they're still around because I kind of kept a little eye on them. But yeah. Yeah, it was a lovely venue. It was a great vibe there.
So yeah, lovely to see you both. Very quickly, very quickly. My son, for the past year, my family's had a load of interesting stuff going on. My father passed away a week before Christmas.
Oh, wow, mate.
And I've sort of been the mood down. And then we all got COVID a week later.
That's what you need when you're in mourning, is to feel like absolute shit.
Including my dear old mum, who,
oh, no,
who got cancer anyway. So she was pretty ill with it. She was in hospital 3 times and she sort of gave up because of dad, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we nursed her back, or I did, and my son especially, who I moved back home about a year and a half to look after her. And dad as well, who had vascular dementia, who had a tough time at the end. So I've been doing little videos for my son to keep him positive because he suffers with really bad health anxiety, Ian.
Yeah.
Really bad. So I do him little videos, and the latest one was Daddy did a doo-doo on the floor and it smelled of fish.
Oh, my God.
This man is responsible for a child.
Apparently, yeah.
And I'm just shocking. But the good thing is my dear old mum, who's 80 years old, I've got her to do the video, and I've got a video of her saying nanny did a doo-doo on me.
Teach that nanny. Let's teach that piece of trash.
So my plea today is for everyone, if anyone anywhere can recall that little snippet of whoever they are doing a doo-doo on the floor, I would love to send it to my son, because it may...
No, you don't mean you don't want a video of them literally doing a doo-doo on the floor,
just
putting
confessing
their trousers and pants out, saying. So what do you want people to say?
Whoever they are did a doo-doo on the floor, and they can add and it smelled of fish.
Okay. Okay.
We could do it and clip it, right?
Okay. Well, I can't...
Oh, my God, if you'd done that, you'd make his life...
All right, hang on a second. I've got a confession to make.
What?
I did a doo-doo on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And it smelled of fish.
Do you know what? That's so brave of you to admit that, because...
Kath, do you want to add anything to that?
Kathy did a doo-doo on the floor and it smelled fish.
Oh, my God. That's it. My life's complete.
If someone can clip that for us and then post the link in the chat so that this weird pervert can get it. If other people do, are you on Twitter? What's the best way for people to get this filth to you?
It's in my Facebook. I know it's old-fashioned, but then I can...
What if this guy's like a terrorist?
What if he's a doo-doo pervert?
What if he's a doo-doo pervert? He's a terrorist.
Uh-huh.
And this is like... This is
this is
the equivalent of holding up a blank piece of paper online and people put anything on there. I munch dicks for cash. Or whatever, you know.
Got caught out by that one.
you're in the chat, right? Post your Facebook in the chat and people can send it to you.
Cool. Listen, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that.
Get out.
Real pleasure.
You're sicko. You make me want
take care of yourself.
Thank you very much indeed. I hope someone clicked that.
Someone said, is that Klopp? He does a bit
of Klopp. Someone said
Plop, more like.
Plop. Jürgen Plop. That's the thing.
Well done, you got the reference. Football man.
I do. I know what that man looks like. I'm enjoying football at the moment. Let's mention our sponsors.
Let's do it.
Surfshark VPN. Boy, oh boy, when you join our Patreon, you're really going to not want anyone to know which country you're based in, where you are. You want this to top secret. Ixnay on the Atrium page.
If you're going to like confess to doing a doo-doo on the floor and it's smelling a fish, you want to cover those tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Surfshark is the best way of doing it. It's a VPN, virtual private
network.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And it keeps your computer safe. It means you can keep your privacy so those nasty hackers won't know where you are. It makes it harder for them to get to you. It means you can also watch American Netflix, American Disney Plus, which has got loads more stuff on it, Hulu, America, Canadian Big Brother, all of those things. I have this. I have a VPN. I've tried a couple of VPNs. This isn't the bullshine. This is genuinely true. I have tried a couple of VPNs. Found the others so complicated. Surfshark, I have it installed on my Lappy. I have it installed on my Amazon Fire Stick. It is dead simple. You put it in, you log in, you choose which country you want to kind of cruise the internet from. Ramranjan says, I have no reason to post this, but Surfshark is the best VPN around at the moment. Not only is the best, we've got a great deal for you. Okay? And this goes on, this deal goes on, we've got another few weeks. 83% off. and 3%, 3 months extra free. 83% off, 3 months extra free. If you sign up to it, it kind of helps us as well as we go through this transition phase, because the more successful our sponsorship deals are on this platform, when we go behind on Patreon, we'd still like to get sponsors. We still would like to be able to sell stuff. So if you sign up for this using our code, the link's going to be put in the chat, please, Mandy. It makes it easier for us to get more sponsors as we move forward. So Surfshark, genuine, personal recommendation from me. I use it and it is great. I've watched some great stuff that I wouldn't be able to see in this country. And there is the link, surfshark.deals/TLNA. And we've always, if you forget that, if you're on the computer, if you scroll under the screen, there's a Surfshark link there. There's still a Viz link, which I think still works. Three issues of Viz for £3. But that is there, and that will be there for this entire month. That link to Surfshark, you just click on it. It takes you through. It's dead simple to sign up, and I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. It really is great, and you'd be helping us. We don't get commission from this, but if we get enough numbers, then the chances of us getting more sponsors are great. Mm-hmm. So that is wonderful. And also, GE Law, Richard Gregorian, who did... This deal is over now, but he did an insane deal when he realised that we... there's Matthew Gittins, Cardiac Matt. If someone can send him the clip of us talking about doo-doos as well. When he realised that the deal we are in with Twitch is coming to an end the end of June, 1st of July, we're free to kind of do whatever we want. Richard Gregorian said for, I think it was about 36 hours, I think the deal was, every donation that was made to us, he would match. GE Law really could do with your business right now.
Yeah, he's had a big spend up.
He's had a big old spend up, and you lot were more generous than expected. It was a few grand.
So what we're saying is, if you're in any doubt as to whether you're with the love of your life, fire him off and have a quick word with Richard.
Yeah, it will really help. So Richard, thank you, man. That was generosity beyond anything that we could have possibly expected.
It meant so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really kind.
Here's our friend Jerry, who we can't hear.
Jerry, could you unmute yourself?
We can't hear you, mate. We're not even doing a thing.
Oh, Jerry.
Just take your time. Jerry's got Parkinson's. And I say that only because we've got so many new viewers here. And some people go, what's wrong with this guy? He's got Parkinson's and he struggles a little bit to make interesting phone calls. I don't know if that's the result. Jerry, can you hear us?
He's calling the...
He can hear us. We can say whatever we want about this piece of trash, and he cannot do...
Oh, he's got his T-shirt on.
Anything. Don't care.
See it in the shop.
Don't care. Don't care.
He's wearing a bit of merch.
Don't care.
Boing.
Boing. That's attached to his peen. That camera is attached to his peen. That's why it points.
Well, Jerry, you're looking really well.
You've muted your microphone somehow, and he's had a haircut. Titsalina has promised Richard Gregorian her divorce business in advance. That is wonderful.
That's very kind.
Wonderful stuff. I'm just checking. We have had... I mean, whoa, come on, guys. Thank you. I think we mentioned Jim Murphy, Electric Will, Kevin Adamson. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. These are all our lovely new patrons. No one gets billed until July the 1st. It doesn't start until July the 1st. It's going to be the only way to see the full... show.
Oh, here we go. He's grabbing the assistance.
Okay, he's going to write us a message. Okay. I think I preferred the phone call.
Jerry, 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 Jerry. Here we go.
3,000 viewers.
You know what he's going to say, I'll do.
If he says I'll do, I'm going to drive.
Drop your bells.
I've been kidnapped. Yes, you're right, Hazy.
What does it say?
Hold it up.
Higher.
Higher.
Higher still.
Guess
the
theme.
Guess the death.
Guess the theme tune. I can't quite read the bottom. Guess the theme tune. Guess. Were you holding it too
guess
close?
Guess the theme, right.
Guess the theme. Okay.
This is exciting.
Jaws. Okay, here we go. This is great. This is... Okay, he's off. He's off.
Are you being Captain Tom?
Benny Hill. Captain Tom.
Are you being Captain Tom?
How dare you, sir Captain Tom, to you piece of trash.
Isn't he Major Captain Tom now? Captain Tom.
Dead Captain Tom.
That was sad.
Have you seen the... Oh, let's find... Oh, we've still got Player's Game. I forgot he was there.
What was it?
Baby Shark, people are saying in the chat. is this speeded up? Is this old footage from the
1930s? Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.